Right in the middle of a second date update, Aiden is on the phone. Today he wants to call a girl named Summer. He had something very, very, very awkward happen on his first date. At the end of the date, when he was trying to pay, he was looking through his wallet because he couldn't find his debit card, and he accidentally spilled some stuff on the table, and a condom fell out of his wallet and into the dessert. Now, normally I would say that this is like the most awkward thing I've ever heard on a date, but we've been doing these second date updates for so long now that I'm like, meh.
That's how really, I feel too. Oh,
not God. Really that bad, actually, that compared to some of the other stuff we've heard. So at least there's that, Aiden. So he thinks that he might not be getting a call back because she saw the condom, was like, oh, he's expecting to be getting some. Or, oh, he was trying to give me a little hint by dropping it in my dessert. Like, hey, that was sweet. This is going to be sweeter. Something like that. Any last words before we make the phone call?
Talking with you guys just made me feel really optimistic about it. Because after I ran it all through, I'm like, yeah, no, why wouldn't she call me back? We had a great time.
All right, cool. I'm going to dial the phone number right now and get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is Summer there?
Yeah, this is her. Who is this?
Hey, Summer, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a morning radio show. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Hey,
Summer.
I'm calling you today because one of our listeners emailed us about you and asked if I could get you on the phone to ask you a few questions.
Who emailed you?
His name is Aiden. And you went out on a date with Aiden not too long ago. He asked if we could get you on the phone somehow and find out why you're not calling him back.
This is kind of weird.
I know. It's a segment we do on our show called The Second Date Update. Do you mind telling us why you don't want to call Aiden back?
I don't think that's a good idea. Aiden's a really, really sweet guy.
Okay. There's got to be some issue if he's a really sweet guy and you don't want to see him again.
I mean, I don't want to hurt his feelings, you know. I don't know. I don't feel right about it.
I think you're hurting his feelings right now by not calling him back with no reason.
Yeah.
Can you give me some sort of information so I can at least tell him?
I think he should understand why.
Was it the condom in your dessert?
Just saying that is awesome.
Oh my God, he told you that?
Yeah, he did. Well, he told us because he feels like that's why you're not calling him back. He said it was an accident, but he thinks you might have assumed that he thought the evening was going to end up with him using the chocolate-covered condom.
Well, that was just one of the things that he did.
Oh, okay, what else did he do then? Like, he knows that he messed up, but...
Yeah, I mean, he's a super romantic guy, and he's so sweet, and he's so kind, but it's almost like he doesn't understand the line between romantic and creepy.
Oh, I could see that totally. Like, even just him explaining your date, he's a lot.
It's flattering to a point, but he went, like, he'd give me a compliment, but he just went way over that.
Like, he just kept complimenting you too much?
Yeah, like at dinner, he couldn't stop talking about how my dress was clinging to my body.
Whoa.
All right. Whoa. Maybe he was trying to compliment the dress and it just came out the wrong way. I've done that before.
Yeah, but then he started talking about how my walk is so graceful. Where did I learn such a graceful walk and how to sway like that?
Okay. So he's just pouring it on thick.
Like way too thick.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could chalk that up to him being nervous and...
Yeah, I understand, but it made me uncomfortable. Like, I was really uncomfortable during the whole date.
Was it that bad, really?
Whoa.
When we sat down at the table, he leaned in and said the instant he saw me, he became aroused.
What?
Whoa.
Aroused? He used the word aroused.
He said aroused.
Wow. That, again, like I said, maybe he just chose the wrong way to describe it.
Oh, that word's so icky.
I mean, he was just way too forward. And then when the condom fell in the dessert, it was like the cherry on top of the weird date cake.
Yeah. Did you guys talk about anything else besides how beautiful and arousing you are?
I mean, a little bit. I try to hear the conversation towards sports. I thought maybe that would stop him and, you know, get him to start thinking about something else.
And you just be like, hey, what time is it? And you're like, I don't know. It's high noon on my sundial because I'm thinking you are a hot lady. Oh, that's just pretty much how it was. Everything came back to... Everything came back to him just perving out over you, huh?
That's pretty much how it went. The whole date went, just like that.
Oh my God, right. I'm dying over that.
That's understandable then. I can see how that would be kind of weird if somebody just wouldn't. I mean, if to sit down and somebody just tell you they're aroused right away.
Yeah, that's strange. Did you like anything about the date at all?
He is really nice. I can tell, like, just deep down, he's a really good person, and I don't think he means to be creepy. Mm-hmm. But somebody just needs to sit him down and tell him, like, where the line is between romantic and creepy.
Why don't you do it? Because he's actually on the line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
Hi, Summer.
What?
Oh, Aiden.
I was trying to compliment you. I mean, creepy?
Oh my God.
Really? I was just trying to give you compliments.
You know, you can just tell a girl that she looks nice and leave it at that.
Look nice. I told you look nice. I told you were gorgeous.
You told me you were aroused.
Yeah, I was aroused, but I mean, I didn't mean it physically. I mean, God, no, I meant it like, you know, my senses felt heightened around you. I was...
Yeah, it's a bad choice of words, man.
Still feels like one sense.
You have to figure out a different way to phrase that. I mean, it just creeps a girl out.
Summer, you are the most beautiful woman I've ever met. You literally make me tingle. Like, my whole body just trembles when I'm close to you.
That's something you don't need to tell a girl. That's not what you say on a first date.
Aiden, you just met her. You don't know that much about her. How can you say she's all of these things?
I just wanted her to know how good she was making me feel. I mean, it was like being on a drug when I was around her, and I felt like she had the right to know that.
Yeah, that drug was Viagra, I think.
Aiden, while it's all very flattering, it's a lot for somebody to take in. You know, it's like you're more worshiping me than actually being on the date. It just gets a little bit creepy.
I'm sorry if you felt like I was saying too much, but I'm not going to say I'm sorry for telling you you're beautiful. You're beautiful, and you deserve to be told that. That's just how it is.
See, that's sweet.
But once is enough, though. And there's better ways of saying it than telling me you're aroused right when I sit down.
You know, it's still so crazy.
Still sounds bad.
All right. I agree. Maybe I chose poorly. If I promise to tone it down, as you say, would you be willing to give me another chance?
Summer, would you like to go out with Aiden again? We'll pay for it.
I don't think that he is going to tone it down.
I think you should give him a second chance. I mean, I see the creepiness, but he's well-intentioned.
Yeah.
I promise. I was just really excited to be spending time with you.
He doesn't seem like a bad guy. He just needs to learn new words for being excited. And excited's not the right word to use, so don't use that one either. But I think that's it. Summer, would you go out with him again?
You promise me you won't talk about my body and how my dress looks and my beautiful eyes. You won't say any of those things?
I promise I'll try my best, but it's hard. It's hard.
Summer, will you do it? Just one more chance. What's the worst that could happen? You sit with a dude who tells you how awesome you are.
Yeah.
I mean, he is really sweet. I would give him one more chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
So excited.
Congratulations, Aiden. You got your second date.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And Summer, enjoy yourself. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. This whole thing was very arousing. So thank you for that.